You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Danny Wexelman with Greg Johns, who covers the Mariners for MLB.com. Greg, we've got to close a chapter. We are closing the Shohei Ohtani chapter, but the Mariners are moving onward and upwards, right?
Well, they have to. They put a whole lot this offseason into getting ready for Shohei, and if you listen to Jerry DePoto, a lot of the last year, really, in their presentation, and that was a big deal for them to go after Ohtani, and they really thought they thought they had a good line on this guy. They thought that it was a good fit, and it hurt when they didn't get him. But yeah, you don't dwell on this game. Jerry DePoto turns the page and starts working on the next thing.
Yeah, that guy's a hustler. He grinds harder than anybody, I think, in the business. So I think the Mariners are going to be on the right side of this at the end of all of it.
Jerry does not sit still.
Yeah.
There's no question.
Okay, so let's talk about Scott Servais. You had a chance to listen in to his manager availability, which happens mm-hmm. here at the winter meetings, and he had a lot of interesting things to say. He talked about Dee Gordon potentially leading off the lineup. That's where he's slated to be right now. And also his confidence in Dee playing in center field, right?
Yeah, and that to me is one of the big stories of this offseason. It'll be spring training and really into the year, seeing how Dee adapts to playing center field.
Yeah.
He was a gold glove second baseman in Miami and worked hard to become that.
Right.
And when you're 29 years old and an established veteran, it's not always easy to say, hey, go play a different position. He's embraced it. Scott has talked to him and said, this guy wants to be as good in center field as he can possibly be. And the interesting thing to me, he's already started working on it. I mean, we're here in December, and Dee told them that he's already out shagging balls.
You have to,
Working
to,
on the different angles.
Like
yeah,
that.
I mean, it's going to be a new deal for him. Great athlete.
Yeah.
And the speed that he has, everything lines up to be in a good fit, but the man has to get comfortable out there. You're learning on the job in a big league stadium. It's not the easiest thing. They have full confidence that he can do it, and he's already, I think it's fascinating, he's already reached out to a guy named Ken Griffey Jr., who used to play a little center field in Safeco Field back when they first opened it.
Yeah.
And just to kind of get an idea of the mindset, and any tips he can get. So he's kind of, opened the door to whatever, he can get. The Mariners outfield coach, Chris Prieto, is going to come down to Florida next week to work with Dee personally mm-hmm. and start getting with him. And there's a group of players, Nelson Cruz is leading, that are gathering kind of on their own, coincidentally, before Dee signed up, in Miami to kind of work out here in this week, just to get busy in the offseason.
Yeah.
Dee's going to join them and kind of get to know some guys early and work out with them. So things kind of lining up pretty early for Dee working
into
a new
position.
Yeah,
it's funny how the cards kind of fall into place, right? So one thing didn't quite work out, but here you have an all-star second baseman moving positions, and he's already got guys on his side. And I think that by opening day, hopefully he'll be able to show off what he's learned in these next short, quick months, right?
And the flip side, pretty interesting guy to watch. I mean, this is a guy with some of the best speed in baseball. He's going to bat, as you mentioned, that leadoff spot,
mm-hmm.
which Gene Segura hit 300 last year. They brought in, they really loved him in the leadoff spot. But you can drop Segura down now to number two, get Gordon with that speed, and he led the National League in stolen bases three of the last 4 years, and this is a guy with a speed element, and it's going to be fun to watch.
Feeling pretty good. All right, so it's been a little slow here
mm-hmm.
in Orlando, to say the least, but that's okay. Jerry DePoto doesn't care about that. He's a mover, he's a shaker, and the Mariners are still looking for that bullpen arm, right? But a couple guys have gone off the board. Luke Gregerson, Brian Shaw just went. So is there a guy that they're targeting that you've heard of?
It's interesting. I mean, they've been pretty quiet about who they're going for. To me, it's kind of the second tier group that Anthony Swarzak type guy. Steve Cishek, kind of that level of guy that kind of the established veteran that they
right.
can put in. What they want to do is lengthen that bullpen. A lot of teams are looking this way, and it's not the sexiest thing for fans, kind of looking for those big name starters.
Yeah.
The Mariners are one of those teams that, looking at that model of it, you get your starters through four or five, six innings. If you can bring in a bullpen every night and soak up the rest of that, get into the back end with Edwin Diaz, they're closing out. Looking more of those middle inning kind of guys, multi-inning kind of guys,
absolutely.
Versatility. That's the kind of guy they're looking for.
Those guys don't get the spotlight ever. They are kind of just looked over, grazed over. But sometimes they're the reason that you get to the ninth, right? They're the reason that you get to your closer
exactly.
if you need to. So I think that may be one of the biggest things that the Mariners could pick up.
You shorten the game by going to your bullpen early.
Yeah.
If you've got that lockdown bullpen, teams have shown it works.
Okay, so Felix Hernandez, we're mm-hmm. switching gears here.
There we go.
13-year veteran, he's working on his flexibility this offseason. He wants to sustain what he's been able to do. He wants to have the strength and the durability. This is different for him. I want to tell you, I went back to St. Louis, and I went to a hot yoga class. And in my hot yoga class was the Albert Pujols. Obviously, still lives in St. Louis in the offseason. Mm-hmm. And he was there, because, and he was doing better than I was at hot yoga. It was amazing to see someone so, you know, built, so muscular, be able to be so flexible. This is important for Felix.
It is. And the reason he's going more that direction this offseason, he really last year bulked up. It was the WBC offseason, the getting ready to pitch. He pitched to get ready in Venezuela winter ball. He really pushed early, and part of his push was a lot of upper body lifting.
Yeah.
And he feels in hindsight, and the trainers as well, that he got just too muscular up top, and he had shoulder problems. You know, Felix, this is a guy with a lot of mileage on him, and he's going to try everything he can to see what works. A big key for the Mariners, if he can come back and be what he was, you know, 2 years ago, and stay healthy, pitch, get 30 starts, this is a different team, a different rotation.
Absolutely. Okay, let's spotlight Kyle Lewis for a second. He's coming back from knee surgery. Mm-hmm. He's not expected to play with the Mariners this season, correct?
Correct.
But why should Mariners fans be excited about this guy?
This is one of the most exciting prospects in baseball, and the unfortunate accident he had shortly after they signed him, after he got drafted, collision in Everett when they were playing short A ball, home plate collision with a catcher, and blew out his knee.
Yeah.
Had to have major reconstructive surgery. He was in spring last year working his tail off. We were down there, and he was over on the side field.
Have you talked to
Pullen
him?
Pullen says, oh, great guy.
Yeah.
And just a super light up a room kind of guy, and light up a field. Clearly the Mariners' number one prospect.
Yep.
They got to get him back on the field. He came back the second half of last year at High A Modesto, had some, a pretty good year, put up some decent numbers, real good in the postseason. And then they sent him to the Arizona Fall League, and that knee started barking a little bit, and they backed him off. They said, well, this is not the time we want to push.
No, definitely.
And so he sat down for the winter to heal that thing up. He's rehabbing again. They believe he'll be 100% start of spring. And where he starts is kind of, they'll see how he's looking. He'll either be back at Modesto or AA Arkansas.
Okay.
And he's a guy that I think we'll watch here as he gets healthy. Next year, big year for him to kind of just reestablish himself. This is who I am, get healthy, be out there. Center fielder who can run, good athlete, good looking prospect.
All right, Greg, last thing. Is Jerry going to make a move in the next few days here, or do you think that he's more laying the foundation to get out of Orlando and then make things happen? What do you think?
I think he would like to make that move. He wants to get the pitching staff. He's looking at pitching. He feels like the position players are pretty set. Adding Gordon, adding Ryan Healy at first base. Those were his big keys in the offseason.
Yeah.
Jerry's a guy, I mean, you come to the winter meetings, usually he's got all his work done. And again, this year, five trades before we got here, which is way more than anybody else in baseball.
That makes me tired thinking about all that work.
It's great to cover Jerry because as a reporter, you got stories coming all the time.
Yes.
You know, the bad thing as a reporter, you never know when the stories are coming.
Yeah.
And it's fascinating to cover him. But he, you know, at the winter, it's not do or die for Jerry to get it done here. He's going to get it done. He's laying the groundwork. Another pitcher or two, a reliever for sure, maybe another starter in there. And we'll see where he's going. But Rule 5 draft, he's going to go after. This is a guy who will acquire talent wherever he can find it, and he's always working the margins, getting that roster. 40-man, he looks top to bottom. He's going to make moves. If it makes him better, he's going to go for it.
He thinks outside the box. I think that's why I really like him. He's not afraid to color outside the lines and take those risks. And, the Ohtani thing didn't work out, but you know what? I think at the end that it's Jerry's world, and everyone would be okay with that. So I'm Danny Wexelman. This is Greg Johns. Covers the Mariners for MLB.com. So be patient, Mariners fans, and we'll talk to you guys soon. Okay.